If the father is not required, father as a separate entity or a separate soul is not required for the procreation process, then I can accept it. Otherwise, how do I accept the seven planet scheme for Charakaraka? There are people who use it. Am I being understood very clearly? I do not reject the scheme. Just like Parasara, he did not outright reject it. But that must be something. That probably is that where the father is not required for the procreation process. Okay. Okay. Let's say Matri Putra is merged. Okay, let's see a term. In that case, are we to assume that the being that is created is not going to have any children? It's not going to have any children?
Well, it seems to go with when if you apply one
character
to each of the seven pairs of houses.
Oh, the Kendra. No. Then what happens to five? The fifth house is not the house of father. Ninth house is the house of father. Come on, Satsriji. I never use the houses.
We're just drawing an analogy there.
Which analogy?
We were saying in that case, the fifth house is not the house of children.
No, you use houses. Right. One sec. Houses and Charakaraka analogy is used by K.N. Rao. I don't use the analogy at all. I use the Kalachakra. This to say that the seventh house or the eighth house has to do with, no, I don't use houses at all like that. Okay. There are 12 houses, I use all 12 houses, yeah.
I have a question about this. I understand the theory of the eight houses as you explained it, the philosophical basis for it and what Parashara has written, etc.
Eight Charakarakas. Huh.
That you have just explained.
Yeah.
Philosophical basis.
Yeah. Yeah. I have used eight.
What works?
Eight works.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
I have given umpteen examples. Srila Prabhupada, Ramakrishna Paramahansa, their high spirituality. Very clear. See the strength of the Rahus. Extremely strong, Vayu. And as the Atmakaraka. Extremely strong. They have suffered like anything. It's a separate issue to say they have not suffered. They have suffered, but they have spiritually grown. And the houses, the Arudhapadas associated with that Rahu, they have suffered from those things. Srila Prabhupada had his Upapada with Rahu. T or me, everybody knows about that. Everybody knows about it. It's a famous quote. Huh? Robert Prabhu. Devata Karaka. Spirituality, yes. Yes. In the order of spirituality, the Guru, see, first is understanding the Guru. The Guru is a father as well as a mother. The Guru see, when we talk of a Guru, what exactly is the Guru doing? Basically, Bhratrikaraka is the first Karakatva of that. When we say he is the Guru, what do we mean by that? He who is the remover of darkness? Is he your spiritual Diksha Guru? How do we see Diksha Guru from there then? Will it always indicate the same? What happens if a person takes four Dikshas? Say two Dikshas. Three Dikshas. People have done. People have taken sannyas and come back to marriage and again taken sannyas. All sorts of things. I know. So how do we see such things? If we are ourselves not very clear about what is the Bhratrikaraka? The Bhratrikaraka is the Charakaraka who is doing the work of giving you light. That's all. Removing light. I mean, removing darkness. It is a brother in a sense that he is supportive, like a father, mother, like a family member, as close as a brother. In fact, the definition of God brothers comes because of a guru. A guru is a father as well as a mother. That was a very important thing that was taught to me. That concept is associated with the concept of the dashas and the guru of the dasha. Vimshottari, Jupiter dasha, 16 years. Sun is 6 years. Moon is 10 years. Add the periods of the sun and the moon and you get the period of Jupiter. Ashtottari dasha, guru is Venus. Take the period of the sun, 6 years. Period of the moon, 15. Add it, 21 years. That is the period of Venus. The guru of the dasha is nothing but a sum of the father and the mother. So the true guru, he alone is a true guru, who is both a father and a mother for the disciple. He must have the compassion of the mother and the dharma of the father. Then alone he is a true guru. This is what I was taught and I think it is right. Most gurus fail either in compassion or in the dharma. Most of them, it is very difficult to be both. Not an easy thing. Now, in such a scenario, the person, so when you associate with somebody, because of that guru, you consider that brother as a god brother of yours. So, what is the Bhratrikaraka? At the level of spiritual level.